This is Suzanne Ciax in London's Hyde Park reporting for the BBC. Today I'm going to find out how you, our listener, refer to the activity of pleasuring yourself. Ah, good afternoon, sir. I'm conducting a survey for the BBC. How do you refer to the act of masturbation?
You want me to show you how I masturbate?
No, don't show me. Just tell me what you call
it. I just call it wanking. You want me to show you how I
do
it?
No, I don't need to see that. You just call it wanking. Don't you have any other names for it? Like jerking off or rubbing one out or spanking the monkey?
Why would I want to call it another name? You think I'm some kind of perv? Like I spend all my free time coming up with different ways to say wanking?
No, not at all.
Alright then, what's really interesting is how I do it. I have tremendous technique. You've never seen anything like it. Let me just take you up.
No.
You're going to love this.
No, please, sir. This is Hyde Park. That's highly inappropriate.
All right, Mum. No need to get your knickers in a twist. Fucking A.
Well, he was absolutely mental, wasn't he? Ah, this fellow looks like a tourist. Perhaps he'll be better behaved. Excuse me, sir.
Howdy. What can I do you for?
You must be visiting from America. I'm conducting a survey for the BBC. I'd like to ask, what do you call the act of masturbation?
Well, now, ma'am, that's kind of a personal question, ain't it?
Well, you don't have to answer the question. But I thought perhaps in America you'd have some unique vernacular.
Oh, we do indeed. Yes, we do. It's something we only say in Texas.
Then I'm especially keen to hear it.
In Texas, we call it wanking.
That's it. Just wanking.
Yes, ma'am, wanking. That's what we call it. Have you heard anyone else call it that?
My good man, everyone in England calls it wanking.
Well, y'all might call it that, but y'all sure don't do it like we do.
Really?
You know what they say. Everything's bigger in Texas. Let me show you exactly what we mean by that.
No.
Let me just unhitch my britches here.
No, please, sir, we are in England. There are some things you simply do not do in a constitutional monarchy. Really?
All right, lady, no need to blow a gasket.
Good Lord, why do all the men today want to show me their wedding tackle? Ah, at last, a woman. Miss, what do you call the act of masturbation?
You mean wanking?
Yes, wanking. Do you have any other names for it?
Of course, I tell you what, give me your hand.
Excuse me?
I say, give me your hand, your lovely soft hand. I'll demonstrate for you.
All right then.
Now, imagine the space here.
Oh.
Between your fingers.
Oh.
Imagine it's my vagina.
Oh.
And we'll say right in the middle of the palm of your hand here.
Oh.
It's where my clitoris is.
Oh my.
Do you feel that?
Mm.
So I like to start with long strokes in in one direction there. See? Mm.
Oh.
I call that move petting the kitty.
I see.
Now, short back and forth strokes like this. See? Mm. I call that itching the ditch.
Madam.
Now, here's a move I especially like called roughing the muff. You like that too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my word.
How about this? It's called patting the bunny. Flicking the bill. Let me show you this one. Polishing the pearl. That's a nice one, isn't it, love? Rubbing the nub.
Mm.
And then flipping the clit.
Oh.
Just like that.
Oh.
Then I like to give my vagina some attention. And with a move I like to call digging my hole.
Mm.
Then I do a bit of feeding the beaver. This is called pumping my poony. And this bit here, just here.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called drilling for oil. Then a bit of cuddling my cunt. It's like a bit of a respite from we head into the grand finale. Then I do some churning the butter.
Oh, my word. good.
It's really deep in and out bit. Oh, that's so good. Oh, I call priming my hymen.
Oh,
priming it. Followed by a bit of tickling my twat. And then I like to finish myself off with my very, very favourite move. Are you ready? Are you ready? Which I call playing the hairy banjo. Yeah. Yeah. That always feels so good. I think you're ready for me to demonstrate on more than your hands.
Oh.
Come here. Oh, why don't you let me just put my hand here between your legs?
No.
Let me just reach down
no.
here.
No, I can't.
Oh, and why not? Don't you want me to?
Yes, I want you to.
Okay, then. Do it, love. Shh.
No.
Let me. You're enjoying
no.
it.
No.
Come on, come on.
No.
You can let me.
No. No, please. Stop, stop, stop. This is the BBC. We have standards.
All right, love. There's no need to throw a wobbly.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Well, I doubt we can top that last interview. I think that should just about wrap things up for our segment on different names for the act of masturbation. Reporting live from Hyde Park for the BBC, this... Oh, hello. This gentleman looks dapper. Perhaps we could do one more. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Are you a film actor of some sort?
No, I'm a chartered accountant. Why do you ask?
I just thought I'd seen you somewhere before. Perhaps you do some theatre, or music, or radio. Surely with that voice of yours.
No, never cared much for the arts. My passion has always been for chartered accounting. International tax law, actually.
Really? That seems like a shame.
Au contraire, my dear. There is nothing more sensual, dare I say erotic even, than international tax law. So complex and mysterious, and yet harsh and fickle, like the soul of a beautiful woman. Fondle her properly, call her your kitten with a whisper, give her the occasional spanking to keep her in line, and... she's like putty in your hands.
Well, I must say, that is fascinating. So, I'm conducting a survey for the BBC.
Are you now?
Yes, and I'd like to know how you refer to masturbation.
What, masturbation? The act of masturbation? I usually call it wanking.
I see.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Would you be willing to show me? Show me how you masturbate.
Let me see if I understand you correctly. You're a reporter from the BBC, and yet you want me to unzip my fly, pull out my penis, and masturbate for you right in the middle of Hyde Park?
Yes, that's what I want. I want that very much. Would you do that for me?
Oh, my dear. I'd be delighted. Let me just... How embarrassing. My fly appears to be stuck.
Let me help you unzip your trousers.
Oh.
There we go.
Thank you so much. You do have a deft touch.
Let me pull it out for you.
Oh, my.
My, that is a lovely specimen. You're ready, aren't you?
I am ready. I usually like to have some lubrication, though.
Let me spit into your hand. Please.
Oh, that's quite a lot of saliva. Thank you so much. So, you see, what I like to do is I like to wrap my hand around my shaft thusly and pump up and down.
I'm sorry.
You sorry
tell
that I...
What I call it when I... What do I call it? When I...
So, what you're asking is what I
call
my gosh.
When I... touch myself.
Well, why are you asking?
I mean, I don't do it, like, a lot.
Growing up in a conservative family, I had to find a few creative ways in how to talk about it
of my friends. Let me see.
Fapping?
I call it jerking off.
I call it cranking up the fuzz box.
Rubbing one out.
I call it rubbing one in.
Getting myself off.
Finger blasting.
The Iberian Peninsula.
I call it taking care of business, usually.
Taking care of business.
Flicking the bean.
Looking after myself.
Buffing the bonnet.
Petting the kitty.
Petting the princess.
Paddling the pink canoe.
Patting the little man on the canoe.
Wanking.
I call it wanking. Is that one? Wanking? Is that how you say that?
Taking care of myself.
Slicking.
Sometimes I call it lady time.
Sexy time.
I just call it chilling.
I like to call it patting the rabbit.
Shaking hands with Mr. Lincoln.
I call it flicking the bean.
A lovely visit from Mrs. Hand and her five lovely daughters.
Oh, I just like to call it rubbing one out.
Lady fat, because of course I'm definitely a lady.
Dial O for orgasm.
The saddest tango.
I call it jilling off.
It sounds silly. I call it jilling off.
You know how guys jack off?
You know, because like when guys do it, it's jacking off. So if a girl does it.
Well, girls jill off.
Right, get it? Okay, I know it's dumb. Why? It is petting my kitty, of course. How do I do it?
Oh, what? You want me to show you how?
Well, in that case, would you like me to show you how I do it?
Oh, sweetie, do you not know how to? Oh,
would you like me to show you?
Do you want me to show you how to?
Do you want me to show you?
It's a little difficult to get right, so you watch. And I'll show you.
Well, if you like, I can show you how it's done.
Would you like a demonstration?
Demonstration?
Oh, you want me to demonstrate how I do it?
Do you really want me to show you? Do you want to know how I do it?
In the park? Is that legal?
Well, usually I like to start by licking my fingers and making them nice and wet.
I start with my panties on while I get warmed up.
Oh, I usually start out by rubbing my clit gently.
Well, I like to rub my clit a little bit.
Rubbing gently around my clit.
Tease my little clit some.
And then just finger myself and then rub my clit a little more.
Press my palm against my clit.
I'll just tap over my clit just to wake it up.
I use a vibrator on my clit and a dildo inside my cunt.
And then I like to insert my middle finger joined by another finger. I'll rub my clit with my thumb or just generally my palm whilst fucking myself with two fingers. It feels fucking amazing.
Slide one finger inside.
Making my pussy wetter. And I start using my other hand to slip fingers inside of me and start pumping those through me and really get it working nice and well.
If I know I won't get caught, sometimes I use a pillow or the arm of the couch.
I ride the armrest of my sofa so my clit is rubbing against it.
I like to go get a piece of ice.
When I start feeling that I'm getting wetter, I'll concentrate on my clit and I'll.
What I would do is I'd take this piece of ice and I'd run it.
Oh, I'll rub my around my clit with like three, I guess that's three of my fingertips
up and down. The slit of my pussy.
Up and down and up and down.
Sliding up and down.
Just up and down and up.
I'd spread my lips open and
whilst I'm delving deep inside myself.
Tease my hole with it.
And then maybe inside a little and then back to up and down and up and down.
Like the difference between the hot and the cold.
Kind of curl my finger like I'm saying come here and
So I can taste.
Sometimes I'll stick my fingers in my mouth and suck them first.
I start to push it into my hole. And I push it deeper and deeper until my body just swallows it up. And that's when I start rubbing my button. And
oh, from here on out, it's pretty simple. Oh, God.
I'm already pretty close. Oh, God.
And when I get wet enough, I put my fingers in my cunt and fuck myself until I come.
I can come for you. Would you like that? I'd love to come for you.
I need to come for you.
Oh, I desperately want to come for you.
Tell me that you want it. I give it to you.
Do you want me to come for you?
I want you to see me come.
It's really weird with you guys watching.
Oh, I want to come for you.
It's really hot, though. It's so dirty.
Can I come for you?
Where do you want me to come? Is right here okay?
I want to come for you.
I
want to
come for you right now. I want to come for you so bad.
I want to come for you. I want to come for you.
Come. Like, have an orgasm right here. Okay.
Myself.
Now you show me.
Well, that was exciting. I'll need to wear a Macintosh the next time I do a story like that. Reporting from Hyde Park in London, this is Suzanne CX from the BBC.
So, you see, what I like to do is I like to wrap my hand around my sharp
What the fuck? I am so bad at improvising. I'll do that whole bit again.